How are you going to play tomorrow night? What's your game plan? Points?
Tomorrow night in the duels, I think, is all about – it's really just a starting spot. So try not to be too risky. And, you know, we qualified really bad on Sunday. So just try to get a good starting spot and a good pit stall. And, you know, honestly, no reason to go out there and take too many risks as far as wrecks and things like that. You know, try to keep that car in one piece and so we can practice some more and get ready for Sunday.
Mark, I've asked all the drivers today, who could be this year's Truex with 8 wins, most wins since Hamlin in 2010. That season for you last year, I mean, just reflecting on it, how mind-boggling is it just to look back today and think, I did that?
It's pretty crazy to look at the numbers, honestly. And, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. So it's going to be tough to beat. It's going to be tough to match that for sure. But I think we can I think we can do it. We're up for that challenge, and you know, really feel like we could have won 10 or 12 races if things would have gone a little differently. So I think our focus is, you know, start the season off here, figure out where we're at, and go from there. I got a lot of confidence in my team that we can, we can still continue to do some great things, and we'll certainly, you know, won't be happy unless we do.
Who do you feel like in the series right now is closest to matching that year that you had last year?
You know, it's so hard to tell right now. You know, off season, a lot of changes, and. You know, we'll just have to see who comes out strong, and you know, hopefully we're one of those guys, and we can continue to work on it. But you know, there's a handful of guys that have that opportunity.
Clint Bowyer mentioned something a little bit ago about just not being bored, but just chasing the 78 all last year, and how frustrating it was for everybody. I think he said, you know, some makes you think that something fishy is going on. And I'm sure you've heard those questions before, as everybody in your position has. How do you respond to questions like that when you get them?
I don't care. Sorry. I mean, I've chased guys, throughout my career as well. And, you know, sometimes you find that magic, and that's what we found. You know, even, you know, 2015, 2016, you look at those two seasons and we led a lot of laps and could have won a lot of races. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's easy to say that kind of stuff when you're on the outside looking in and you don't know what somebody's doing. You don't know how they're doing it. It just kind of, you know, messes with your head. So for us, we know exactly what we were doing. We know exactly how we did it. Now we just have to try to repeat that. So it's going to be different this year. You know, some new, different rules, trying to figure out just what this car is going to like. You know, the last 2 years, really, honestly, just we found that, you know, with my driving style and those rules package that we had, we were always so comfortable. We were always in the zone. We were always like, we could always find that comfort zone for me, where a lot of guys really struggled to find it. So, feel like a little less downforce again this year is going to play into our favor, and it seems like every time they take off downforce, we run better. And so I like that, and hopefully that trend continues.
You look at guys who win restrictor play races, and, you know, people say it's kind of wide open. It seems like there's kind of a core group of guys that win them on a regular basis.
Sure.
As someone who's still looking for a first plate win, is there something they're doing that you see that, hey, you know what, I got to try to mirror that?
Absolutely. You know, I watch video, I watch them, I pay attention to how they're doing things and what they're doing. They know when to make the moves. They make the right moves, and they also have a car fast enough to make the moves that they want to make and know how to make. So you got to kind of mesh all those things together. I feel like for me personally, I'm still not where I want to be. But I don't think our cars are there either. You know, if you look at, you know, we qualified 26th on Sunday, and we really didn't expect to. So we got a little bit of work to do in that department, and I've got a little work to do as well. I thought in the Clash we had a really good car. It was slow in practice as well, but it felt like it drafted good. It handled better than most. I thought we were right there. You know, I was able to come up through the pack twice, and I just made a move for the lead at the wrong time and went to the back, and then they went single file, so I was done. I mean, it's like when they go single file, you can't do anything. So just I felt like I was in good position and just made a move at the wrong time. And so I got to get better at that. I've done that before. It seems like for me, if I can put myself in the top 3 or 4 or 5, I can. I'd probably be a bit better off just being a little bit more patient. So I'm working on that.
Marty, it looks like he's going to be here this weekend.
He is. Yep. It means a lot to have him back, and honestly, it's just good to see him doing well. You know, I don't know who I told, but he's. You know, he looked better after his surgery, you know, 3 weeks after that than he had for quite a while, and I know he's feeling better. So he's in great shape. He's doing really well. Seen him a few weeks ago out in Denver. And just going to be nice to have him back, you know, honestly. It'd be fun to have him at the racetrack again. And, I don't know if he's he's too sad about missing on the banquet and all that because he didn't have to do a speech, and he's kind of, you know, he doesn't like the spotlight. He doesn't like to, you know, get too much attention thrown on him. So it kind of all worked out, I guess, for him. But most of all, glad he's healthy and doing good and is able to come to the racetrack and have some fun again. I don't know. I really don't care, to be honest. Super Bowl is incredible. Exciting. What a game. I mean, obviously it was a huge game, but for me to go to my first Super Bowl and then have my favorite team win their first Super Bowl is kind of, you know, crazy how that all worked out. But just the game itself was amazing. Exciting the whole way through. I was on the edge of my seat, nervous as hell the whole time, all the way till the last play. So it was so cool to see him win it. And just the atmosphere there was pretty amazing. I do a little bit, honestly. I definitely feel like less pressure, just more relaxed, more confident than I've ever been. Excited to start the season, absolutely. And, you know, it's been a crazy busy offseason. I mean, it's been a lot going on. I haven't had much time off, but I think now that the season starts, it's kind of set in even more that, yeah, what we did last year, how incredible it was, how much it means to us all, and, you know, just you know, getting to talk about it and the questions and the congrats. I mean, it's just all still coming. So it's been pretty amazing.
And did you leave the 16 season when you had hard luck and didn't close out a lot of races in order to do what you did last year?
You know, I don't know. That's a hard one to question. That's a hard question to answer. I mean, I think that anytime you have to deal with disappointment and you know, things don't go the way you expected them to or thought they would or should, it's a tough deal. I don't think it's a bad thing to have to go through those things and figure out how to come out on the other side of them stronger. But I don't know. You know, honestly, it's hard to say. I felt like we were a great team in 16 and things didn't go our way. And I will say we were probably better in 17, though, and that may be part of the reason why.
You come here as Cup champion. What would it mean for you to leave here as Daytona 500 champion?
Just be another, you know, checkbox of things that I thought I'd never do. So,
do you feel like you need a Daytona 500 to kind of nominated for the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not really thinking about that right now. I mean, it's I'd love to win it, obviously. Like we mentioned earlier, we've been really close. But I don't know that I'm not worried about, you know, what my career looks like from a overhead view right now. I'm not worried about what races I have or haven't won. I'm just taking one at a time and try to win every one I can. And obviously, this one, we've been really close on it. And you know, you never know what's going to happen. So we'll just keep trying and do our best. Yes.
So this will be your first year. So what, since you haven't gone through that experience, what are you anxious or interested to see what it's going to be like and what kind of questions do you have of being able to win in the race?
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to, right now, we've only met one time, and so I'm just trying to feel it out where I fit into that. And I'm a quiet guy. I like to listen a lot. Take in a lot of information, and then, you know, if I say something, it's going to actually be meaningful. It's not just going to be talk. So I don't know exactly what my role will be in that yet. I'm still trying to learn that, but we'll see. I was honored to be asked to do it. Felt like, you know, I wanted to, you know, I feel like I hadn't heard a lot of feedback or really known exactly what was going on in those discussions and how impactful that council is to really what we do day to day in the sport. And so I just wanted to take it all in and feel it out and see if there's anything I could add to the table. No, not yet. Not really. It was kind of a short kickoff deal. So I think as we get into it more, I'll learn more about it. But, you know, honestly, just wanted to be part of it because I feel like it's the responsibility of being a champion. But I'm also really interested in seeing just how it all goes down. And once again, if I can add something, then that'll be a bonus.
Is there an issue you'd like to raise? Is there something right off the bat, something you'd like to even suggest an idea of?
You know, it's already been, I think the questions I had or the things I was most worried about were already talked about in the first meeting. So I think I'm on the same page as most of the other guys. You know, but that's, like I said, that could change going down the road. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Very good. She's doing good. Feels great. Honestly, just happy for her that she can start to get back to normal life and, you know, she's starting to feel pretty good again already, you know. It was Tuesday, so usually by, you know, Friday or Saturday, she's feeling a little under the weather, but feeling pretty good yesterday and last night, and just nice to see her get back to normal life and not having to, you know, think about in 3 weeks she's going to have to take drugs again and feel like crap. So, yeah, see how it all goes. I don't know. It sounds to me like Chase Elliott's on his way from what everybody says, but I guess there's no telling. We'll just have to wait and see.
I'm sorry if you were asked this earlier, but
it's okay.
Anybody, do you feel any noticeable change in the way people approach you, look at you, demands on your time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not just from NASCAR, but just the way when you're feel like there's been an uptick?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've definitely sensed a change this off season. Obviously, my time has been utilized by people that can get it more often and more regularly. But I have noticed a change in you know, from the fans' perspective. You know, getting noticed more in public, which I never really had to worry about before. It's crazy how quickly things change. So, yeah, it's been really fun. It's been a fun experience. No, not at all. But, I mean, it's been a noticeable change. Yeah.
Have you missed having a teammate around? Much of a change?
Not yet. I don't know that it'll be a big change. I think, you know, for me, I feel like the way my team looks at it and the guys in the shop for the workload, I feel like we're in a lot better position there, at least from what I'm hearing, a lot better prepared for this season than we've been the last two just because – you know, there's been a lot less change. You know, last year we went to two cars and had to redo the shop and hire a bunch of new people and try to figure out how to make all that work. The year before that, we switched to Toyota and pretty much started over with every part and piece of, you know, race car stuff that we had in the shop. So this season was, or this off season, I feel like was the most normal and calm and best prepared we've been. So hopefully that'll be a good thing. As far as, you know, the rest of it goes, I haven't really noticed anything yet. We've got some great teammates with our alliance at JGR and the information we share. I don't know that losing one car is a huge deal, but it's hard to answer that right now, being that we haven't really raced yet.
It was 20 years ago that Dale Earnhardt won his only Daytona 500. What were you doing? Where were you? Had you been here? Would you been watching the race on TV with Randy? Or what, do you remember anything about that?
I was on the couch with my dad and watching the race and, of course, Dale was—he was my driver. So, to watch the heartbreaks over the years, and then for him to finally win it—it it was like watching the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I mean, it really was. I mean, it was so exciting. It was unbelievable that he finally got it, and it was like you knew at some point in time he was going to win it, right? But until he did, you're like, what the heck's going to happen next? So that was fun. And then you know, I just watching him drive down pit road and the congratulations that he got. I mean. That's something I remember like it was yesterday. I mean, I remember exactly where I was sitting on the couch and what we were, you know, it was just, that was a heck, it was like one of the coolest moments in racing history, you know? So, yeah, I remember it.
So where were you on the couch?
Oh, I always sat in the middle. Yeah, right in the middle spot. And I was like scooched up, you know, like. Yeah, like at the Super Bowl on the edge of my seat. With my dad. I don't remember Ryan being there. It was definitely me and my dad. Nah, I just got excited, and that was that. I wasn't old enough to have a drink for him or anything, you know? Cheers him, but. I actually, no, it's been okay so far. I mean, it hasn't been too bad, you know? I don't feel a whole lot different. I haven't really changed. I mean, I still do all the same stuff, and I guess I feel a little different at the racetrack, not so much – you know, in my personal life, like I feel like the same person, but when I come to the track, I feel like I'm, you know, I get a little more respect. I definitely feel that. So that's always a good thing.
Does it feel harder to be a champion?
That's a really hard question to answer. I know. I can tell you that I feel less pressure. I feel more comfortable in what we're doing, who we are, how I can drive, you know, my abilities. I feel more confident in the fact that in those big pressure moments, you know, when it's on the line, we can get it done. Because we have. So, you know, your biggest question when you're, you know, you've never been in those positions and, you know, you're racing for your first championship or something is, you know, when all that pressure is there, how am I going to respond? I feel like I can do it and get through it, but will I and can I? And I did that. So that's the ultimate, like, confidence booster that you could ever, ever have. And that's a situation that you never know how it's going to go until you've done it and had experience with it. So, you know, for me, I feel really good about where we're at. I feel really confident, but I'm really relaxed as well. And it's like, you know, the ultimate goal in racing is to win that first championship in the Cup Series. That's as high as you can get in stock car racing. So to know that we've done that, it's like, it's just like, there's no pressure now. Let's just go win more races and see where it all shakes out.
What do you remember most about working on the Clambo? And did anything you learned there help shape your racing career?
The biggest thing I remember was the long trips at 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning of just trying to stay awake. Because on the long trips, we'd go a long ways, and you're out there for, you know, 38 hours plus, and there's a lot of downtime. You know, you don't catch clams really fast out there in the deeper water, the bigger clams, and it's like, I just remember trying to stay awake in between tows, and it's like, oh, this is so boring. And then you're like, you got to go outside and freeze your, you know what, off for 30 minutes at a time. So it's I remember it being tough and thinking that I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. Those are the things I remember the most.
And then you raced your dad once, right?
Yeah.
Do you wish you had the opportunity to do it more?
Yes.
Yes. What do you remember about the one time you did?
Everything. What do you want to know? So, I mean, he qualified fourth, I qualified fifth. And, you know, started the race. I only ran 25 or 30 laps, I think, in that race. And so, you know, we took off on the start, and he got away from me a little bit, and I was just trying. It was my first time racing in New Hampshire in that series and those cars. So I was just trying to, you know, get comfortable, get it figured out, and let the car come to me. And I started running him down. You know, I'm catching, my eyes are this big. I'm like, you know, catch my dad. So running him down, catching him, get to, like, two car lengths, and that's when I had my issue. And I was like, we didn't get to race. I just wanted to race him, you know, like get side by side or something and see. But never got that opportunity. And, of course, he retired that day. So
I was going to say, you thought you might have had other races. But
we planned on, you know, he planned on racing six or eight times that year. And yeah, we were going to race together some more. But that day, for whatever reason, he's like, I'm done. It's all yours. Because he had a brand new car and engine, and I had an old one. And I was catching him. So he's like, I'm out. I'm done. No. So if you ask him, or he tells the story, that he said that he knew right away that I was going to be able to, like, have an opportunity to make a living in racing, which I didn't know. I was just having fun and loving what we were doing, and loved working on cars, loved building race cars, and all the stuff I was doing at those times. You know, he was already looking down the road and knew some owners down here and know some people in the sport, and was like, yeah, he's gonna be somebody someday. So I was just having fun.
He was a successful businessman at the time as well.
Yep. Right? Oh yeah.
Did he want a Cup career? Did he chase those kind of?
You know, I think he ran some Busch races back in the mid '80s or whatever. Ran Martinsville and tried to go to Rockingham once, and you know, he would race at Nazareth and Watkins Glen and those places, Busch North tracks. And I think he knew that at some point he was already too old, and that it was just a hobby for him. You know, he was really good. I felt like he was a really good driver and competitive, and probably could have made the next level at some point, but just, you know, didn't have the money for one, didn't have the connections, and he was busy working, and he was already a little bit too old. So, I think I was like, he was going to live out his dream through me, I guess, at some point, and it worked out pretty good.
What did you do with the Lucky Rabbit's
foot? It's in the motorhome still. I still got it. I get to keep it. I don't know. I've thought about it a little bit. I'm not sure yet. I don't know if I just need to keep it for the big ones. Maybe just keep it in case we get to Homestead again, you know. I don't want to use it up. I mean, it's been sitting there for 20-some years, you know, gathering luck. And it worked at Homestead, so I don't want to push my luck here. No. I don't know. I would say that it probably is at some point in the season. It's not right now. Obviously, we have a lot to accomplish, but try to put ourselves in that position. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've done it, honestly, 3 years in a row. We've been a championship caliber team, made the Final Four 2 out of 3 years. I would say that, you know, we'd probably be disappointed if we don't get back there, but there's a lot of things that have to go your way. There's a lot of circumstances throughout the year. And we'll just have to wait and see. I think we can do it, but you never know until you get racing.
When you've been the dominant team now 3 years like that, are all the changes, pit crew, ride height, all that stuff, is that bad timing?
Pit crew, yes, just because I can't control that. And, you know, our team doesn't have a lot of control over that. It's a tough thing to figure out. You know, I don't know, honestly, where anybody stacks up. Right now we've had one pit stop. So, yeah, we'll just have to see. But as far as car changes and rule changes and things, I'm fine with. I mean, I feel like our team is really good about figuring things out quickly, moving fast. I mean, it seems like every time we have a rule change, it gives us a little edge. So I'm totally fine with all that. And, you know, anytime we, you know, it seems like we pick up on things fast and learn them quick. And testing in the off seasons went pretty well, I feel like, what little we've done. And, yeah, we'll see where we stack up when we get to Atlanta. I think it's going to be a huge deal. I think that I didn't see any pit stops the other day that were very good. Ours were awful. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, my God. This is way worse than I anticipated. I felt like I was sitting there for a minute. And I see, like, I came out with the three guys I came in with. I'm like, okay, so we all sucked. it's going to be, yeah. I mean, all I've heard all offseason is how difficult it is, how many guys are getting hurt. The guns are so slow. The guns are this. That it's going to be bad. So I feel it's going to take a while to figure it out.
How important was it last year if you get that win at Vegas? It seemed like from there it was just a launching pad after that.
It was huge, I think. That was the first time we'd ever won a race early in the season like that. So I think it was huge, honestly. Just to get it out of the way, you know, okay, we're in the playoffs. We don't have to worry about that. We can just go, you know, put it on 10 and just get rolling. So I think it was a big deal, but you know, at the same time, I think we had, you know, we just had things really figured out, and it was like a boom, boom, boom that last year. We could just make it happen each and every week.
That dominance on the 1.5 mile track surprised you? I mean, you were that way at the beginning, so the people tend to catch up.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Yeah. You know, they did and they didn't. I mean, there was times, you know, where a couple different guys, you know, you look at Kyle was really fast at Homestead. Harvick was really good at Texas. You know, Larson was good consistently throughout most of them. So I think it just, you know, we not only were we were one of the fastest guys all the time, but we really executed well. We qualified well all the time and got those stage points early. And, you know, just I just feel like across the board from our whole team perspective, we just executed really well. And we didn't make many mistakes and we didn't give anybody an opportunity to pounce. There was times where guys were as fast as us. There was times where guys were faster, but they weren't more consistent.